Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. House Republican leaders have postponed a vote on the 5-year, $260 billion transportation bill until after the President's Day holiday. In the meantime, they're breaking the bill into pieces, including one that uses oil and gas drilling to help pay for bridges and road repair. Congresswoman Lois Capps of Santa Barbara tried to push through an amendment to exclude drilling off the California coast, but it was voted down yesterday. KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feldy has more.
The problem is that federal gasoline taxes don't raise enough revenue anymore to pay for the nation's transportation needs. To help make up the difference, House Republicans propose opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve, expanding drilling in the Gulf, and selling new drilling leases off the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. Democratic Congresswoman Lois Capps of Santa Barbara sponsored an amendment that would have taken California's coast out of the equation.
This is not the appropriate place to expand drilling. The existing platforms are very old. They were old when we had the big oil spill on Platform A in 1969. And to expect that we will gain revenue from using the resources and using these existing facilities, I think, is not appropriate.
But the amendment was voted down by the Republican-controlled House. President Obama has threatened a veto if the transportation bill includes oil and gas drilling. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.
The U.S. EPA has proposed slashing $10 million in annual grants for water quality testing off American shores in its budget proposal for next year. In a statement quoted by the L.A. Times, the agency says while beach monitoring continues to be important to protect human health, states and local governments now have the technical expertise and procedures to continue beach monitoring without federal support. If approved, the cut would mean about $500,000 lost to California. In recent years, state and local agencies have struggled to pay for testing, but a new state law provides California's Water Board authority to spend up to $1.8 million a year on water quality tests. At this time of year, most Californians are buried in citrus. The trees in the backyard are dropping fruit faster than we can keep up, and in the markets, heaping piles of green, yellow, and orange tempt us to buy more than we can really consume immediately. For some savvy citrus processing strategies, we called up Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's weekly public radio show, Good Food.
Oh, right now we have so many different kinds of mandarins, tangerines, clementines, whatever variety you want to think of, and also limes. Limes right now are popping up in all their different variety. And that's one thing that I've really noticed over the last 10 years is it seems that we've gone to just a couple of varieties that we would see even in the farmers markets of each sort of section of the citrus world. And now it's just more this complete rainbow of variety of every kind of citrus, including the limes.
What's a particular lime that's captured your heart right now?
The Rangpur lime, which is actually, as I understand it, a mandarin. It's orange. It has an orange skin, but it is limier than the limiest lime you can imagine.
And so would you use it in Thai cuisine? Would you just use it in cocktails?
Oh, you said my two favorite things. Thai cuisine is always a great default place to use any citrus that has a lot of acid, and cocktails. Absolutely cocktails. But also, I've done the salt preserving thing with them, that traditional Moroccan method of preserving lemons in salt over several weeks or months, and it that sort of changes the whole fruit. It transforms the peel into something really luscious and edible. It mellows out the bitterness. And I do a lot of that kind of salt preserving with all kinds of limes, but the Rangpur in particular is quite beautiful.
You've just mentioned something, preserved lemons. They go really well with any kind of root vegetable or, you know, farro salad, or you could throw all three in together. Also, in Northern California, where crab is a big part of winter traditions, preserved lemon crab and pasta go very well together. It takes absolutely no time to prepare. So now we've taken our lemons and our rang pearl limes. What do we do with all the mandarins plopping off the tree onto the grass?
Well, you know what's really interesting is I know a lot of people love to use them in salads. They love to just take those little zip and peel mandarins and clementines, take the peel off, just separate them into segments and toss them into any salad that I think that's great with a more sturdy salad, something like an escarole that has a little bit of bitterness to offset the sweetness of the tangerine. And then maybe add something crunchy like a roasted almond or even a Marcona almond would be wonderful. And then you can make a really nice dressing with any kind of citrus juice. It's kind of nice to combine them if you're making a citrus vinaigrette so it isn't too sweet. But I really think the best thing to do if you have a ton of citrus is just to bake your head off and share that bounty with friends. There's something about citrus juice that make the most beautiful curds and cakes and even cookies, which reminds me that an easy way to preserve at least part of the citrus, if you're going to preserve the juice, then you can also candy the rinds. And also, I use a ton of it in savory cooking because I just really love that acid balance in food. And we all know what a squeeze of lemon does to almost anything. I make a pretty beloved pot roast recipe that I actually stole from Mark Bittman. And he says I'm allowed to actually call it my own now because I've made it so many times. I used a chuck roast, a boneless chuck roast, and I dredge it in sugar instead of flour. So when you sear it off, you get this incredible caramelization on the outside of the meat. And then I deglaze with vinegar and orange juice. And then I just take the orange juice halves after I've squeezed them into the pan and I rip them apart and throw them in. And I just allow them to braise along with the meat.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
Thank you for talking with us again.
Oh, it's so much a pleasure. Thank you for asking.
That's Evan Kleiman of KCRW's Good Food. For the recipes we mentioned, look for the link on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, February 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting efforts to respect the wishes of patients at the end of their lives. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.